V'zeh b'chinas matzah. And with this we'll understand the concept of matzah that we eat on Pesach. Ki b'Pesach nizgale oyer godol b'yoyser kimuva. Because the Zohar HaKadosh and the Kisvei Arizal tell us that on the holiday of Pesach, Hashem revealed an incredible, incredible high light to the Jewish people. And this repeats itself every single year. When the holiday of Pesach comes around, Hashem once again reveals that same incredible bright light that he revealed to the Jews when they left Egypt. V'zeh ho'oyer i'efsher lahasigoy b'shum oifen. And that light, it's impossible for us to understand it or to attain it whatsoever, bifrat koidem matan Torah, especially since at the time Hashem revealed that, it was before he gave the Torah to the Jewish people. She'ein lanu kelim lahasigoy. When we received the Torah on Har Sinai, that was one of the greatest vessels that Hashem gave to the Jewish people through which we could receive and understand and relate to the light of Hashem. Whereas on Pesach, when the Jews were leaving Egypt, which was before Matan Torah, at that time we didn't have the Torah officially yet, and therefore we didn't have the vessels into which we could possibly receive that incredible bright light. Ki kol hakelim v'hashiurim v'hatzimtzumim nasim rak al yedei haTorah Kedosha. Because all the vessels and the constrictions and the formats into which we can receive the light of Hashem are all only via the Torah. Bechinas shiurim diasvon doiraisa, as the Zohar HaKadosh refers to it, the formats and the shapes and the boundaries of the letters of the Torah. Those are the vessels in which Hashem kaviyochel pours his light, and we have a way to relate to Hashem's light. V'al kein oz b'pesach b'tchilas hizgalas elkus yisborach tzrichen lizoher mo'oid mo'oid afilu mimashehu chametz. And this is why on the holiday of Pesach, which is when Hashem is first starting to reveal his light to us, a person has to be extremely careful to avoid even the tiniest speck of chametz. V'lo yiroa, v'lo yimotzei sor, v'chametz b'chol gvulenu klal. And we have to see to it that we shouldn't see and they shouldn't be found in any of our possessions, in anything we have, in any of our boundaries, any chametz or sor. Ki chametz hi bechinas chimutz hamoyach. Because the word chametz is also means a person souring or spoiling their brain, which comes by a person dwelling on something that they're not supposed to dwell on. A person trying to understand something, trying to delve into something that's beyond their capacity. Bechinas chochmois v'chakirois. This is related to a person trying to be choker, trying to analyze and understand things that are beyond them. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, kapitel ayin gimel, ki yischametz levovi, when my heart becomes sour, spoiled. She'omar dovar ha-melech olav ha-shalom al ha-chochmois v'ha-chakirois so'olim alev ha-odom, which dovar ha-melech there was referring to those chochmas and those questions and paradoxes that enter into a person's heart, which are trying to mess the person up totally, trying to take him out of the world, out of the spiritual world, trying to detach the person from Hashem. Throughout the entire year, when the light of Hashem is not shining so brightly, v'gam shekvar kibalnu atoyro shehi kula shiurin v'tzimtzum lasugas halakus hisporo. And also, since it's after the holiday of Shavuos, when we already received the Torah, we already received this machine which enables us to process and to format and to shape the light of Hashem in a manner by which we can relate to it. We al kein onu yecholim leechol chametz. That's why throughout the rest of the year, we're allowed to eat chametz. Ve'enoy mazik lanu klal. It doesn't harm us at all whatsoever. Ki kvar emunasenu chazoko al yedei ha-Torah ha-Kdoisha. Because by receiving the Torah on the holiday of Shavuos, our emuna has become strong. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, kol mitzvoisecho emuna. All the mitzvois are emuna. So by receiving the 613 mitzvahs from Hashem, we receive the full package of emuna. V'al kein, and therefore, afal pi she'och lenos chametz, even though we eat chametz then throughout the year, ein mizgaper al yedei zeh chimutz hamoyach klal. The chametz does not cause any spoilage to take place in our brain. It doesn't ferment our brain. It doesn't cause our brain to go off track into thinking, analyzing, and delving into things that we shouldn't. Avol achshav bePesach, whereas now on the holiday of Pesach, sheoz hascholas hisgalus elokusis borach, which is the beginning of Hashem revealing Himself to us, to the Jewish people, as a nation. Ve'oz nizgale oyer godol milamala b'li sarusa delasato klal. And on the night of Pesach, Hashem revealed and continues to reveal a very, very bright light from above without any preparation from below, without us doing anything to prepare for it down here. Because it was impossible for the Jews to leave Egypt at that time unless Hashem did this. Unless Hashem broke all the rules, went against all the regulations, and shined this super bright light on us, even though we did not have any kalim to receive it. Because of the fact that the Jewish people at that time were so steeped in the impurity of Mitzrayim, al kein hoyo ha-hechrich she'yizgala oz or godol b'yoser, that's why Hashem was forced to shine this super, super bright light, very high-level light. Kemuva b'kavonas Pesach b'pri Eitz Chaim, as the Arizal explains in his discussion about the holiday of Pesach in the Sefer Pri Eitz Chaim. V'hinei b'oyer ha-godol hazeh ein lanu shum tfiso klal. Now, because we're dealing with so high level a light, we have no ability to understand, to grasp that light whatsoever, to hold on to it in any permanent way. Rak al yidei hizgalus o'er ha-godla zeh, al yidei zeh. So then a person will say, then what's the purpose of it? It seems to be just a waste of time. Shine this big bright light on us, then shut it off and have a nice day. What does that mean? What did you accomplish? Rav Nosson Zal explains now. However, rak al yedei hizgalus so'ora godla zeh, al yedei zeh misoirer hanefesh behisoirus godoil avoidosu yisporach behishtoikikus nimrotz moid. The Jewish soul, when it sees that incredible bright light, even though it's not ready to absorb it or receive it, but it's like an electric shock. Lahavdil, when a person is dead or almost dead, the heart stops beating. What do? They give him an electric shock. What are you, crazy? That could kill somebody. You're right, it can kill. If you miscalculate by a little bit, or if you keep it there for too long, the guy is gone. You're going to fry him. So they give the person a shock. What does it do? It wakes up the heart. The heart that went to sleep and almost went to sleep permanently, this thing, boom! This wakes up the heart, and Rabbi Nizal says the soul is awakened and suddenly feels a deep, deep yearning to Hashem. Ki afal gaf de'iu loy chozei, because even though the person doesn't see the light in a way that they can understand it, mazlei chozei, the soul, the neshama does see. The neshama feels something unbelievable, an unbelievable high. And that's what wakes up the neshama to say, hey, where do I go to get some of that stuff? V'alkein tzrichen lotzeis mimitzrayim b'chipozen godol. And this is why when the Jews left Egypt, they had to run. They had to rush out of there. Bebechinas, as the Torah says, ki gershu mimitzrayim v'lo yochlus mameya. They were chased out of Egypt. They couldn't wait. They couldn't even wait for the bread to rise, for the bread to finish baking. V'gam tzeda lo yasu lehem. And they didn't even prepare any food, even though they knew they were leaving civilization. They were leaving Egypt, going into the desert, and no time to prepare any food. Run. Why? Ki bechina zu yeshno b'chol odom u'b'chol zman. This concept of what took place in Egypt and leaving Egypt happens to every single Jew in every single generation. Ki kol echod v'echod, kol zman shehu meshuka b'tayvois v'hav l'ilam hazeh, ze bechinas golus mitzrayim kiyadua. Each and every Jew, as long as he finds himself involved in the foolishness of this world, in the nonsense and the physical desires of this world, chasing after money, women, honor, all of those things, that means that that person is in Golos Mitzrayim. That person is in exile. He's in the grasp of the Klipos, the Tuma, the Sidra Achra. V'yesh anoshim shehem eshukoim mo'oid betumas Mitzrayim, begilulei hachatoim v'avoynes rachmor l'tzlan. There are people who are very, very steeped in this stuff, in the avoydazor, in the sins, rachmor l'tzlan. And because of the fact that the person is so steeped, he's so involved and committed and connected in all of this junk and filth, that makes it impossible to get that person out of there by reprimanding him or by giving him musar. Because this person has become so involved and absorbed and committed to that way of life, to the foolishness and the sins, so that it's impossible to take him out of there if you're gonna want to speak to him Torah or Musar, tell him about the halacha, tell him you're not supposed to do this, you're not allowed to do this. Let me explain to you why you shouldn't do this. Zero. The person looks at you like you're a Martian, like you're a nutcase. Avol Hashem Yisborach choishev machshavos leval yidach mimenu nidach. However, Hashem thinks all kinds of thoughts and all kinds of plans so that no Jew should be rejected completely. No Jew should be left out of the fold. V'alkein hu yisporach berachamov sholeach loy lefomim hisnoitzitzitz godoil v'hisoyrus godoil beliboy sheyoshuv l'Hashem yisporach. And therefore, Hashem, with his great kindness, sometimes shoots a laser beam. He shoots some kind of a bright light, a bright spiritual light into that person's heart, or an inspiration. That person suddenly feels a spiritual inspiration to return to Hashem. Sheze bechinas kruza deleilo kiyadua. This is like a heavenly announcement, like the Zohar HaKadosh says, that there's always these announcements coming out from heaven, which our souls hear. We don't necessarily hear it. Most people aren't zeicha to hear it with our ears. The greatest of tzaddikim can hear it physically also. But Jews, the Jewish soul, taps into it. Just like Lahavdil, we know today there are radio waves and sound waves and stuff where there are instruments which can generate a kind of a beep or a sound wave that the human ear cannot hear, and Lahavdil, a dog, can hear it. Certain animals can hear it, and people that know this well enough, they know how to be able to make contact with certain animals using a specific frequency, a sound wave, which the human ear doesn't connect to at all, and this particular can. Lahavdil, Hashem has a way of beaming this light so that it goes straight into a person's heart. The person doesn't hear with his ears or see with his eyes, but the heart receives a blast, a spiritual blast. V'tzorich ha'odom sheyochus al nafshoi. And a person has to have rachmonis on himself. A person has to have pity on himself, on his soul. V'tekev kishaboloi ha'hisoiris l'tshuva. And as soon as the person feels that inspiration to tshuva, tekev u'miyad yemaher lehimolet al nafshoi. The person has to put on his sneakers and run. Get out of there. Run. Run val yistake l'achoyrav klal. And not to look back at all. Bebechinas, just like Hashem said to Lot in this week's Parsha. Today is Yom Shlishi, Parsha Lech Lecha. We're going to be reading this on Shabbos. Maher himolet al nafshecha. Run as quickly as you can to save yourself. Al tabit achrecha. Do not turn back. Don't look back at all. This is what the angels said to Lot and his wife when they told him about the fact that they were going to destroy the city of Sodom. I'm sorry, it's not Parsha Lech Lecha. It's the next week's Parsha. Parsha Zvayera, I believe. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Oirach Chaim Pentafales, the path of life, where if you're going to try to measure and calculate, if you're going to start playing around, you can miss the boat. Machmashehu Meshuka Beshtusim Ubilbulim V'Taivais Kol Kach, because of the fact that this person is so steeped and involved in nonsense and foolishness, Alkein Tekev Kishemaschil Lachshoiv, Eich, Umo, Ubeize Eifen, therefore, the moment this person starts making calculations and starts saying, one minute, let me see, let me think about this, how he's going to, Ubeize Eifen, Yivrach mi Tavos, how he's going to escape from his desires and everything, Ubeize Derech Yizke L'Tshuva, and exactly how he's going to be Zeche to Tshuva, the moment he starts thinking and waiting, Bevadai yachzor v'yoshev livaltei chasshon. That person will definitely fall back into their foolishness and their nonsense, their narishkeit. Machmashuhu meshuka u'mevulvol ma'oid ma'oid. Because of the fact that this person is so steeped in the garbage, in the junk, and he's in such a state of confusion, spiritual confusion, if he starts thinking, it's all over. He's going to fall right back into the nonsense. The Yetzirah is going to grab him back and schlep him right back in. And he'll never get out of there. And this, if you speak to Balei Tshuva, if you speak to people that went through all kinds of, they'll tell you about different incidents in their life where they had some kind of an inspiration, where Hashem somehow opened the door for them. And some of them, those that were smart enough, that when that happened, they jumped, they made it. They got out of whatever they had to get out of, and they got into Yiddishkeit. And then again, first you have to make a big jump. Afterwards, there's a slow, methodical path of advancing and coming close to Hashem. But in order to get out of the Sitra Achra, you try doing that slowly and methodically, you ain't never going to get out of there. There's a concept of jumping. A person has to jump, make a big, giant step, which doesn't make much sense. In other words, as that guy is jumping, you grab him and say, hey, idiot, do you know where you're jumping? Do you know what you're getting into? Are you crazy? You've been living your whole life this way. You're suddenly gonna... If that person stops to think and tries to explain, it's all over. Person has to say, have a nice day, I'm out. First thing, I'm out. Afterwards, first I'm jumping, I'm parachuting. Then I'm going to see where I'm landing. If there's somewhere that's next. But first, I know I have to get out. Al kein betchilas his oirus hatshuva. When a person gets their first inspiration, or when they're first getting inspired to tshuva, tzorich livroyach miyad shemes oirer. The person has to run immediately, as soon as they get that inspiration, they have to run. Val yabit l'achoyrav, klal. And not to look back at all, whatsoever. Yiech shia, no matter what. Yochu sal nafshay. The person has to have pity on his soul. Ve'yivrach b'chipozoin mimashu tzorach levroyach. And run away quickly, quickly from what he has to run away. From what he has to get away from. That's step one. Ve'ze b'chinas pesach. That's what the holiday of Pesach is all about. Shehoya oz yitzias Mitzrayim. That's when the Jews left Egypt. She oz nizgala oy rav milamalo kanal. That's when there was revealed an incredible bright light from above. The Zohar Kodesh, it says there was no night at the time. Hashem turned on the lights on full, all the spots, put everything on, blasting light. And what was the response from the Jews? They ran. They ran out of there because they couldn't wait. That's what it says in the Torah. Because if they would have stayed there another second, they would have remained there permanently, as is brought in all the Sforim. Vegam osur loy oz lahaschel lachshoy val parnosa. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us unbelievable privileged information here, that when a person makes a decision to be choizer b'tshuva, or when a person makes a decision that they want to come close to Hashem, they want to become more religious, they want to make a major change in their life and coming close to Hashem, that first moment, those first moments, the person can't start thinking, but 1 second, what about parnasa? What am I going to do for parnasa? How am I going to support? How am I going to live? Ki bevadai, listen to this. Ki bevadai kishen, 1 second, we skipped some lines. Im kein mehechon yisparnes. Hold on a second. You're telling me to leave my neighbor, to leave my country, to leave. What about parnasa? How am I going to support my family? Rak yivtach bashem. The person has to only trust in Hashem, v'yashlich olav yisporach Yehovah, and place himself totally in Hashem's hands, v'hu yechalkaleu. Hashem is going to support me. Hashem is going to provide. Hashem is going to take care of me. He took care of me till now in my life. How did I exist till now? I did it? Who put me in this world to begin with? Who gave me my parents? Who gave me everything I have? Hashem? He's going to take care of me now also. This is why the Torah spells it out very clearly. The Torah makes it perfectly clear that when the Jews left Egypt, they did not prepare food. What are you, nuts? These are intelligent people. These are civilized humans. A moron, an idiot, a total nut is the only person who could do such a thing. You've been living in a country, you were slaves, true, but all of your physical needs, you had food, fruit and potatoes and watermelons and meat and barbecue and shish kebab. And now you're running, you don't know where you're running, you have no idea where you're going, and not taking any food with you? What, are you crazy? That's totally irrational. Rav Nosson Zal says, because when a person has to run away from what they have to run away from the trap, during that period, you can't dwell on the topic of parnosa. You can't think too much about what you're going to do for parnosa. Ki bevadai kishenoiflim al hodom roitzchim vegazlonim oichayis rois, because if a person's traveling and they suddenly get attacked by wild animals, a bunch of wolves come running at them, or a bunch of armed bandits, they're suddenly surrounded by guys with guns, v'hum emaher levroich mehem, and the guy's trying to run to escape from these wild dogs or from these murderers. The person doesn't start thinking, hold on a second, what am I going to do for Parnassa today? At that moment when he's running for his life, he ain't thinking about Parnassa. Mikolshkein, how much more so? When a person has to run away from Gehenim, from the lowest pit of Gehinnom, when a person wakes up and realizes that the way that they're living their life right now is a one-way ticket to eternal Gehinnom, they're not going to have any pleasure whatsoever in the future. And the person's trying to run away from the suffering of this world, of this life, to eternal life. How how much the person has to run to rescue himself, to save himself, v'loyabit l'achoyer of klal, and not to look back at all whatsoever. Ki einoy yochoy l'smameya, because he can't wait. V'gam tzedo parnoso lo yaseloy, and he doesn't have to prepare sandwiches and frozen food. V'yiftach b'Hashem, but rather he should trust in Hashem, v'yishoyin b'elokov, and rely on Hashem, ki lo ya'azvehu. Hashem will not forsake him. Hashem will not let him die. Hashem will not let him fall. V'zeh b'chinas matzah. This is the concept of the matzah that we eat on Pesach. Shehi b'chinas chipozin kanal. Matzah is something that's baked very, very quickly. All the laws of matzah are about making sure, quick, 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 don't let it. Ki tchilas ha'hisoyerus b'chinas Pesach. Because when a person is first inspired about Hashem, when a person gets that first light, it's a tremendous bright light. The person feels a tremendous inspiration and fire, a fiery feeling towards Hashem. Ve'eino yochoy l'soyre v'lovoy l'tshuva kiim kishayashlich kol hachochmos menu. However, the person will not be able to really be inspired and to achieve real tshuva unless he throws away all the chachmas, unless he puts all of his rationale, all of his intelligentsia aside. No thinking. Bibchinas, as the Torah tells us about the Jewish people at Har Sinai, am novel v'loy chacham, that they were a novel. Novel means on a very lowly. The Targum says of it, Kamashikos of Rabbein Ezal B'mokam Achar, as Rabbein Ezal writes in chapter 123 in Likut Imran, that Amo de Kabilu Ayraisa V'loi Chakimu, a nation which received the Torah from Hashem and were not smart. They weren't too smart. Kiyim Yirtza Oz Lachshoiv Shum Chochma Ve'etza V'tachbula, because if a person's going to want to think any kind of rationale and intelligent thoughts or advice or tricks, hein chochmas chitzonius, whether we're talking about secular wisdoms, oy keyotzi bozeh chochmas oilam, or other even practical knowledge of the world, practical worldly knowledge, v'tirdois haparnoso, or he's going to want to think about the whole issue of parnoso, bevadai lo yoyeloi shum his oirus boilam, then no inspiration in the world will be able to help that person. If Hashem beams, no matter what Hashem beams at him, it ain't going to help him. If that person's going to start thinking and analyzing and trying to understand and asking too many questions and thinking about his parnosa, ki ikar hisgalus elikus v'ha'hisoyrus shebo elov melamalo loyhoya elikidei sheyira meirochoik oyer godol. Because this heavenly revelation, this inspiration that Hashem shined down on the person, was sent to the person for one reason only, for the person to be able to see in the distance a very bright light, kedei sheyishtoikek nafshoy levroyach mitavois of avolov, so that that person's soul should be inspired to want to run away from the foolishness and the nonsense that it's involved in this world. V'sheyischazek yoyser be'emuna al yedei ribui v'oitzim ho'or shu'roye me'rochoik. And as a result of seeing that super bright light in the distance, even though I don't understand it, even though I can't explain it, even though I can't see all the details in it, but I know I saw it. I believe I saw something very special, and I know I have to run. I have to go after that. Avol etz, exactly. Avol etzem ho'oyer i'efsherloi lekaploi. However, the essence of that light, he cannot receive. He can't digest it. He can't grab onto it and hold on to it. Therefore, the person has to fortify himself with and strengthen himself in emuna, in faith at that time. Meaning, even though he doesn't understand completely, even though he can't explain it rationally, he knows he saw something, he felt something very special, and he has to go after it. Ulemaher lorutz bekoyach godoil, and to hurry up and run with all of his power, livroyach mimashu tzorach livroyach bechipozin godol kanal, to run away from what he has to run away from very, very quickly. Vze bechinas matzah shenefis bechipozin godol kanal. This is the message in the matzah, which is baked very, very quickly. You're not allowed to keep it in the oven 1 second more than you're supposed to, because otherwise it can easily ferment, turn to chametz.